State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Last week, we ran a series of stories about a gun battle in Muskegon and how some rising crime trends are affecting neighborhoods in the city. And there's one part of that story we didn't get to last week. It's the role of police in trying to solve the city's crime problem. So consider this a follow-up. Jim and Shannon Ridge have two kids who were nearby when a gunfight broke out on Monroe Avenue in Muskegon last month. Gun battles don't happen a lot in their neighborhood, but other crimes do. Shannon Ridge says drug dealing happens in the open.
And if you're standing outside, like on the weekend, Friday night, you're just standing out with the kids, they'll be standing right here at the corner. I got Norcos for sale. I got Norcos for sale.
Shannon and her husband Jim both believe the police don't do enough to stop it.
And the cops come through. They just hit their little siren, and they, like I said earlier, they spread like cockroaches.
They just push them further down another part of the neighborhood as well.
And then they'll wait about an hour, and they'll come back, and they'll start it all over again.
This means that for the Ridges and other families in the neighborhood, their children are constantly exposed to crime. What they'd like to see is more police in the neighborhood, on foot instead of in cars.
Well, obviously, I mean, foot patrol can be a very effective.
Jeffrey Lewis is Muskegon's director of public safety.
Right now, a lot of agencies like us are suffering from, you know, not reduced staff, but we'd like to have more staffing.
According to FBI statistics, Muskegon is actually better staffed than many police departments in the state. If you look at the number of uniformed officers per 1,000 residents, Muskegon does better than Grand Rapids, Battle Creek, Jackson, Holland, and plenty of other cities. But Lewis says it's still not enough staffing to do foot patrols in high-crime neighborhoods. In June, the department started a new strategy called high-intensity patrols. Lewis says Muskegon police coordinate with the state police, the county sheriff, and the police in neighboring Muskegon Heights to send more patrol cars into high-crime areas.
When we have those cars in that area and people see those, it's obvious the calls don't come in. And if one comes in a close-by area, we have more of an immediate response, which gives us a better advantage to actually catching the perpetrators and then prosecuting them.
Another strategy for the Muskegon police is to have neighborhood officers who are in the neighborhood getting to know people even when crime isn't happening. But that, too, has its challenges. Eric Hood was an officer with the Muskegon Police Department for 20 years. He was a neighborhood officer in one of the city's high-crime neighborhoods. He retired in 2008, and now he's a city commissioner.
Let me just ask this point blank. Do you think that the department is doing a good job right now of community policing in these central city neighborhoods?
I can't honestly answer that question. Do I think there's room for improvement? Yes.
Hood says he supports Jeffrey Lewis, the director of public safety, and overall he thinks the department is doing a good job responding to crime in the city. But he says police in Muskegon could do a better job working with residents. And one area where the department needs to improve is in diversity.
One problem that we have is that there's only one African-American officer in the whole department for the whole city of Muskegon.
About 35% of the residents in Muskegon are black. Only 1% of uniformed police officers in the city are black. Even Jeffrey Lewis, the head of the public safety department, isn't satisfied with that.
You know, I'll live and die by the fact that the police department should represent the community. Our department should look like the community.
Right now, it doesn't. Nor does it have the staffing to be in the community more, at least according to Lewis. So for now, the strategy is to try to have patrol cars in the right place at the right time. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.